bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading the Book of Haggai. Subject, a message from the Lord to Haggai the prophet, who delivered it to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jozadak the high priest, for it was addressed to them. When? In late August of the second year of the reign of King Darius the first. Why is everyone saying, "It is not the right time for rebuilding my temple," asks the Lord. His reply to them is this: "Is it then the right time for you to live in luxurious homes when the temple lies in ruins? Look at the result. You plant much but harvest little. You've scarcely enough to eat or drink, and not enough clothes to keep you warm. Your income disappears as though you were putting it into pockets full of holes. Think it over," says the Lord of hosts. "Consider how you have acted and what has happened as a result. And then go up into the mountains and bring down timber and rebuild my temple. And I will be pleased with it and appear there in my glory," says the Lord. "You hope for much, but get so little. And when you bring it home, I blow it away. It doesn't last at all. Why? Because my temple lies in ruins, and you don't care. Your only concern is your own fine homes. And that's why I'm holding back the rains from heaven and giving you such scant crops. In fact, I have called for a drought upon the land, yes, and in the highlands too, a drought to wither the grain and grapes and olives and all your other crops, a drought to starve both you and all your cattle and ruin everything you have worked so hard to get." And then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the few people remaining in the land obeyed Haggai's message from the Lord their God. They began to worship him in earnest. Then the Lord told them, again sending the message through Haggai, his messenger, "I am with you. I will bless you." And the Lord gave them a desire to rebuild his temple. And so they all gathered in early September of the second year of King Darius's reign and volunteered their help. In early October of the same year, the Lord sent them this message through Haggai: "Ask this question of the governor and high priest and everyone left in the land. Who among you can remember the temple as it was before? How glorious it was! In comparison, it is nothing now, is it? Now take courage, O Zerubbabel and Joshua and all the people. Take courage and work, for I am with you," says the Lord of hosts. "For I promised, when you left Egypt, that my spirit would remain among you, so don't be afraid. For the Lord of hosts says, in just a little while I will begin to shake the heavens and earth, and the oceans too, and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come to this temple, and I will fill this place with my glory, says the Lord of hosts. The future splendor of this temple will be greater than the splendor of the first one, for I have plenty of silver and gold to do it. And here I will give peace, says the Lord." In early December, in the second year of the reign of King Darius, this message came from the Lord through Haggai the prophet. Ask the priest this question about the law. If one of you is carrying a holy sacrifice in his robes and happens to brush against some bread or wine or meat, will it too become holy? No, said the priest. Holiness does not pass to other things that way. Then Haggai asked, but if someone touches a dead person and so becomes ceremonially impure and then brushes against someone, does it become contaminated? And the priest answered, yes. Haggai then made his meaning clear. You people, he said, speaking for the Lord, were contaminating your sacrifices by living with selfish attitudes and evil hearts. And not only your sacrifices, but everything else you did as service to me. And so everything you did went wrong. But all is different now, because you have begun to build the temple. Before, when you expected a 20-bushel crop, there were only 10. When you came to draw 50 gallons from the olive press, there were only 20. I rewarded all your labor with rust and mildew and hail. Yet even so, you refuse to return to me, says the Lord. But now note this, from today, this 24th day of the month, as the foundation of the Lord's temple is finished, and from this day onward, I will bless you. Notice, I am giving you this promise now, before you even have begun to rebuild the temple structure, and before you have harvested your grain, and before the grapes and figs and pomegranates and olives have produced their next crops, from this day I will bless you. Another message came to Haggai from the Lord that same day. Tell Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, I am about to shake the heavens and the earth, and to overthrow thrones, and destroy the strength of the kingdoms and nations, and I will overthrow their armed might, and brothers and companions will kill each other. But when that happens, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, and honor you like a signet ring upon my finger. For I have especially chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. Reading today from Living Prophecies, the old message in modern language. Today we've read the complete book of Haggai. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.